No,
I thought
no,
we were singing a... No.
Somebody went under the dock, and there they saw a rock. Ooh. It wasn't a rock.
It was a rock lobster.
Boom, doom, 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 doom.
A rock lobster.
That was the podcast, everyone. Thank you for tuning in. Next week, we'll be watching Evangelion for the fifth time.
3 Rebros are part of the Homo sapiens species that evolved from Neanderthals and gorillas over the course of millions of years. Some would argue they never actually evolved and stayed in their primal Neanderthal state. Pinos have unbridled optimism and very unique taste in waifus, including mostly inanimate objects like toilets and nose hairs. Its appearance is smooth caramel brown skin with some light facial hair. Chucks are an interesting friend. They can't aim for shit in PlayerUnknown's battlegrounds and have very dry skin. Some say they are even blind and navigate with smell. Garbs have very bad eyesight and even worse taste in women. They have an unreasonably short temper and will take it out on its surroundings.
Wow. Hello. Welcome, everyone.
I knew you were going to fucking take a jab at my shit, Abe.
I'm so glad no one mentioned Chase.
In the skin.
The skin, I just have eczema. Like, that, I can't even affect that. That's just part of the chuck.
You just need some lotion on you, boy.
Dude, do you want me to fucking grab my lotion right now and squirt
eczema.
It into the mud?
Yes.
So you're getting your...
Squirt it on my face, please.
You got eczema.
Oh, my God.
Wow, this is
gay,
already
but I'm not
a
gay
train
for you.
Wreck.
You got eczema.
Okay. I got eczema. Okay, not Pino. Pino caused it last time. Garbalax.
So...
Who are
this
we?
This week, we're the 3 Weebros. I already introduced us all, but if you want to talk about yourselves like a bunch of fucking narcissists, go ahead. I'm Garb.
You are
I'm leading this episode.
Are the narcissist.
Shut up. This week, we watched Kimono Friends, a show that I do not necessarily like and I'm probably going to shit on. So if you came here thinking like, ooh, Kimono Friends is my favorite show. Ooh, there's a podcast about it. Let's see if they like it.
That's
a
party part.
I have some good things to say about it. And bad thing to say about it.
Don't worry, everyone. I know, like, you're like, oh no, it's gotta be a shit fest.
Oh no.
Do not worry. I'm the salvation for everyone who likes this anime. I am your beacon of light
and
that will be shining through the darkness of this bullshit that Garb shows through.
Which is really a good thing because we need, like, the roles of, like, someone that likes it.
We don't.
Because
we
otherwise it'll just be all negativity and that's not good.
We don't need
good.
To talk about. Our roles, just go for it. So we watch Kimono Friends,
watch
but
Kimono.
We're going to call
How
it
did you know I had
Kenmo
roles?
Friends
Kenmo,
sometimes.
Kenmo people.
Yeah.
I'm Garb. So
and I am Chuck.
Hi. And there's Chuck.
I'm a Pino.
And that's Pino. He has brown skin.
Brown bricks.
Brown bricks?
I have brown
okay,
bricks with
we,
my brown skin.
Garb, this is why I didn't want you to host this podcast.
On my Minecraft server.
Let's get on this.
No,
God,
I'm running it my way where I get distracted like every 5 seconds and talk about other shit.
Garb, why the fuck did you choose this podcast?
I picked it because I wanted something that we didn't universally like love and jerk off. I wanted something that like some of us can be negative about, not just me.
I've never heard of this
JoJo,
show.
What was JoJo Part 1 then to you?
Because I like all of JoJo.
I
except
like Part
1.
One.
You just don't like Part 1, is it? That's it.
Okay.
I like the rest of JoJo, though. And, like, Bobobo we all love, of course. And Golden Boy was great. We all love Golden Boy.
If you guys didn't listen to it, you can find it on iTunes or you can find it on YouTube. Find it wherever. Leave a rating, especially if you're on iTunes. It'll help out a lot, but I don't really care either way.
Send in a letter, you know, send a pigeon, carrier pigeon. We'll answer it.
Please tell your friends to watch it so we can eventually get ad revenue, so that way I can make my $10 a month I pay back.
Don't worry, guys. We're operating at a deficit right now.
The economy's never been great, boys. What are you talking about?
A podcast in this economy? Never.
Oh. It's more likely than you think.
Click the link to find out.
Dude, click the donate to my PayPal at upchuckgaming@gmail.com.
Chuck doesn't pay for it, though.
Subscribe to all of our Patreons. They're separate, so, you know.
one for Chuck, one for Garvin, one for Pino, each with their own individual perks.
Actually, that would be a little douchey, wouldn't it?
Can we do it?
Are the three Weebos splitting up?
I mean, technically we could.
Guys, check the description.
There's nothing preventing us from doing it. We would just be assholes.
If there's three Patreons, please, please pay every single one of them.
Please, $5 a month for each
please,
one of
$5,
them.
$5 a month. Each one is only equal to $15 a month, which is only like 10 cups of coffee.
It's also like maybe not like, even.
It's only
half
like
a
Starbucks three times.
Yeah, that's only hitting a Starbucks, getting that venti twice.
Oh no, thanks.
What were you saying, Pino?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
Okay, guys.
Anyway, anime. So, we're watching Kimono Friends. And so, I wanted to know, Pino, I already know yours, and obviously I know mine, but what were you guys' very first impressions of this show? Like, the very first time you were exposed to it.
Oh shit. It was, Discord lagged out on me, and you didn't say anything for a minute, and I was scared. But just like, so what my first experiences and whatnot?
Yeah, the first time you were ever exposed to anything about this show.
Or like, the first, it was probably somewhere on Tumblr or Twitter, and I just saw it and I didn't think much of it. And then you're like, "Oh my god, this is really bad." And I'm like, "Well, I'm going to have to see this for myself." And I watched the first episode and it was baffling. Like, it didn't register in my mind that
it's
this
a really
was
good
a
way
show.
To describe this show, just in general. Like, it's baffling.
It is. Like, you're sitting there, and that first episode, there's a fucking girl with a hat, and then there's a fucking
cat
girl. Oh my god. And it's just weird, like, with the weird 3D animations on a 2D background.
It's very jarring at first.
Like, I grew used to it, like, by the second episode, just because I'm like, I'm gonna have to sit through this
anyway.
See, I
saw people on Reddit saying that, like, they got used to it, and I was like, okay, maybe I'll just watch a little more. I ended up watching the whole thing, and I was like, nope, I never got.
I watched, like, an episode before we recorded this, and, like, I was like, this is okay. So, like, you know, it's a weird vibe to it that I don't think you can get really anywhere else. So that alone, I would recommend it just because the show's short and fucking weird.
I thought this was Berserk. I'm just kidding.
What about you, Pino?
Dude.
So the earliest memory I have to this show is one time, I think one of you guys hosting not a stream, but like you were using Rabbit.io or something or that one.
Yeah, when
that was me.
And I just walked in.
No, oh wait, no, sorry, Rob.
I was like, hey, I should join since this happened a while ago. And I come in and it's you guys were like watching this. I was like, what's going on? This looks like what I see at college all the time, like college animations.
Oh yeah, because you like are a modeler. I
yeah,
forgot about that.
3D
yeah,
modeling. But like I was like,
he's not pretty enough to be a modeler.
I was like, what is this? Oh. Hey man,
thank you.
It's because I have a voice for radio.
You said that
episode. I saw it and I my mouth was agape the entire time, and no one could see me obviously because it was just like a streaming thing. But like I was awfully confused, and with all the movements, it was just I don't know. It felt like something I could make, but I wouldn't make.
Yeah, yeah, that is definitely something that like an amateur animator could do. Like the models themselves, very well done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
as far as I can tell. But like animation wise, I could probably do
as
it.
For the yeah. vibe, I
there's literally
like...
some parts. I remember one in one of the episodes where like it's literally like it has something covering like the top half of their body, and they're walking behind it like yes! on another layer, and like it's literally yes! just them moving up and down on the x-axis. Like that's yes. literally all they're doing.
That is what we're it's doing like, now wow. during crunch time in class.
Dragon Ball Super did better.
Toei can do something. Better even when they're at
yeah,
their worst.
Toei in general, yeah.
But it does give me the animation style gives me the gives me the
what was that noise?
I'm gonna say that was my tea in the kitchen, but that'd be a lie. Anyways. I have an audience. I wasn't lying before. But anyways, I recorded this during you know, this is a live studio audience, but I wanted to say, it reminded me of, if you've ever played any of the Fire Emblem, recent Fire Emblem games on the 3DS, they have these 3D oh, animations, like, as their cutscenes, and that's what it kind of, you know, hit me as, like,
that's true.
What you guys said it was jarring, like, I felt when I saw the cutscenes in the Fire Emblem stuff, so I was like, maybe they have, like, something in common that I kind of like and don't like, but for some reason this one, like for Kenmo, Kenmomo Friends, this is a little worse.
We're just gonna change the name every time.
Yeah, Keemstar Friends. I'm not
Helheim High Friends.
Like, it's like this. It's something that I don't think is a bad aspect of the show, just because it's.
I will
it's
say
still
it gives
works
it
as
charm.
Animation.
It makes it unique.
Oh, mm-hmm. Oh, it is definitely. It's not your generic. Like 2D, like the 3D aspect, I'm like super in for. Maybe if they made some 3D environments, maybe
yeah,
would be a bit better.
The environments
but...
look really out of place and like, ugh. And like but, sometimes you know, they are slightly 3D modeled with just a texture over it. It's
yes.
very like simple.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's really really weird. And like,
but I like it.
But like, I really like all the character designs. All of them are really cool, and all the
Garbalax.
Girls are really cute.
Gribblex.
What? Garbalax. Crabble X, what were your first impressions of the show?
I was making people in the Discord server watch it because we were all watching Gurren Lagann and we were done watching Gurren Lagann for the day. And so I put that up just because I had seen like art of it on Tumblr and I just kind of discovered it on my own because I was like, what is this?
Art?
Yeah. I'm like...
Art?
Mm-hmm. Most mm-hmm. of it was... maybe not sexual.
Okay.
This is a family but, show. Well.
And I went, this is a Christian podcast.
Not on my Christian
we're
podcast.
We're the funky anime Christians.
That would be a little worse than fact. our current name. Never mind.
Fact.
Just wait until the
Nika Nika Nika
podcast.
Yeah, I know where the...
We
cut,
really just
cut
set
that
ourselves
one out.
Up for that one.
That joke is gone.
All right.
That joke was cut. Sorry, guys, if you heard a loud beep there.
But if you were on our Patreon, you would hear this 24/7.
Yeah. If you're on our Patreon, you can hear unedited versions of all the podcasts. You can get them raw, so you can
welcome,
edit our voices.
Welcome to episode one of Garb is Too Edgy.
Okay, so...
But I saw it on Tumblr, and I was just like, oh, man, like, this looks cute, like, because I like all the character designs, and, like, that's how I discovered it first, was just, like, seeing art. And I was like, okay, I'll look into this a little more. And I watched the first episode, because I have Crunchyroll. Please sponsor us. And I watched the whole first episode, and I was like...
who put you on the planet?
Yeah. And then, like... I made you watch it, Pino, because I thought it was funny to make you watch it.
I don't know how I survived that first episode, but that was months ago. Yeah. Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year. Actually, no, this is going up mid-December, right?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Happy
yeah,
holidays
coming
to
out.
All
it's
my
coming out.
Friends.
It's the 13th of Wednesday. It's the 13th of December right now.
Mm-hmm, yes,
how's,
it is.
How's the second week of Advent hitting you?
Oh, what?
That's what I'm asking. How is that second week of Advent? You're halfway through it.
Okay, sorry, I'm back. I lost my train of thought, though.
We weren't going to refer to that disappearance, but okay. I'm going to say Advent. Adventist Hospital is actually just up the road.
Okay, Garb, we were talking about how this is being released on the second week of Advent. How do you feel your second week of Advent's going so far?
What the fuck is Advent?
I didn't want to ask. I don't want to offend anyone.
Advent, it's being a good Christian boy. It's the Advent. Second week.
Is that,
it's
I don't the
am I really that much of a sinner that I don't know what that
yes.
is?
Yes, how do you not know what Advent is?
The traditional time leading up to Christmas.
You're looking it up.
Yes.
I thought that was what they did on the ABC channel, the 25 Days of Christmas. Where they play Elf nonstop.
Yeah, dude. That's the only Christmas movie that exists.
Santa's coming!
Okay,
I haven't watched that movie in so long. I need to watch that. That's a good movie.
Guys, remember when this show was about anime?
Remember when episode 0 was the best episode we had?
That's not even true at all.
That's honestly true.
Anyways,
but I made Pino watch it, and I was like, ha ha ha, look at the bad show. And then I was like, okay, I'm going to challenge myself to watch this whole show, because I looked it up, and people loved it.
Mentally challenged.
Yes, I couldn't find any evidence of people disliking it.
The comment sections, yeah, they were pretty positive.
All I saw was people who had seen the first episode. What's that?
The comment sections on Crunchyroll were pretty positive, so I agree with you there.
Okay, yeah, and like on Reddit, like I heard some people or saw some people talking about it, and they were like, the most negative thing I'd seen is like, it's not my cup of tea. I saw the first episode, didn't watch the rest, and I was like, okay, my job is to spread as much negativity and hate into the world as I possibly humanly can, and so I watched the entire thing.
It's like Garb's on the naughty list this year.
I'm always on the naughty list, and so then 20 moons later, when we started the podcast, I was like, ooh, wouldn't it be funny to force them to watch it too?
When I saw it on the list, I said,
that would mean that you would have to watch it too. So you picked your poison.
I would have to watch it again too. And
you
so
counted
everybody
your chickens too early.
You counted my
your
chickens
before
they
were even came out of the butthole.
Ooh.
That's how chickens work, right?
Yes.
I think. Yeah, actually, yes, because they have a cochlea. They have one hole for pooping, peeing, and laying.
Wow. Guys,
thank you for that bit of information.
See, that's guys. Welcome to the
agricultural podcast.
It's appropriate. That's the one thing you learned today. So
the friendly agricultural podcast.
And you know, this is a show about animal girls, so you know it's good to know that the bird ones they all the stuff goes out in the same hole. So better make sure she keeps it clean.
Okay, we need to actually start talking about this goddamn anime because we are
We already dipped into the presentation of like the animation, but what about the music? We'll get into the opening and ending in a little bit, but what about the general like just the score?
The general score for me. Pino, when I'm trying to talk,
I think that turned into Mario Galaxy.
Can I talk? Feeling it today?
Nope.
I guess is this what it feels like when I host the podcast?
Yes.
Good. The entire thing isn't that memorable. Like you know when you watch a show, you like remember the songs as it plays, and you're like, okay, I remember this.
Yes.
But then once I got out of watching it, like I didn't remember any of it. Like there's nothing. There's no standout tracks that got
there's
like,
no like
stuck in
JoJo
my head.
Battle music in part 3.
Oh,
no.
We got our JoJo.
God damn it. I didn't even think about it.
Ooh, add to the counter. We don't have a counter.
Add that one. That's number 4 on the counter. Good work everyone. Every episode.
Give it a wave. Oops.
What did you think of the soundtrack?
Did you hit someone upside the head with a fucking chair?
Yes. But I'll talk more about that during our favorite segment.
Oh, okay.
The presentation.
Nice segue.
Chuck, you seem to have an infatuation with the first episode and the jarring EDM track.
Okay. I was going to wait till someone else picked that up because... I didn't watch it until they're like, okay, we're going to have to do this for the podcast. So I said, fine, I'll bite the bullet. I'll watch it in like 2 days and just get it over with.
Oh boy.
And quite literally at the end of the first episode where Serval and Bagchan fucking fight a giant cerulean, which is basically the evil monster.
Shit, we haven't talked about the plot at all.
We can talk about that after. On your stupid list, the plot's like halfway down. So, when the cerulean is a fight, it's EDM, which goes against everything else you've heard up to that point. Everything else is like somewhat tribal themed or like more.
Yeah, and
like,
they very easily, like, I was thinking about this, they very easily could have just like put in some timpanis or like some tribal drums and just like.
They could have just increased the tempo like a little bit, but no, they fucking bring out the most EDM, like rave track that you can hear. It's crazy.
Like, it's very unfitting.
I was like watching it, and I'm like, okay, I'm getting into this world. The EDM yanked my ass right on out there, and I'm like, ooh. Okay. But it's still, like, everything else in the soundtrack, though, is pretty good.
Yeah.
All the music's kind of based around what area they're in at the time, which I actually really like.
That's a nice attention to detail.
Yeah, I like all the songs.
And it just feels right. Unless they're fighting the cerulean.
Mm-hmm. Did you like it, Pino? What'd you think?
Yeah, I kind of agree with most of what.
Yeah.
I agree with mostly what Chuck said. Like, the only song I remember is like the ones like where they're all just like the one I try to sing at least a couple minutes ago.
The Don't Eat Me song.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it all kind of just, like, meshes together, and, like, I can't really remember a single one except for one, which I can't really name because I don't remember the name. I tried to ignore the whole EDM thing with the alien. I just never thought it was going to come back, but I was wrong.
Yeah, they use that track, like, almost every episode. They use it a lot in, like, the last two episodes.
Well, yeah, because it revolves around fighting it, so, like, I guess that's, like, what happens.
And for a show that I didn't think had fighting in it, I was... Just color me shocked. I didn't know. I didn't know what I was getting
color
into.
Color me shocked. Oof.
Yeah, when you look at, like, the first couple episodes, you don't exactly see, like, action-packed.
Yeah, I...
Girl, well, yeah, you
animals. Kinda, well, that first one you kind of got, but then after that... Well, like, most of the actual anime itself, like, at the beginning, you see a lot of ceruleans, like, the first couple episodes, and then you don't, like, see them at all. Like, they get mentioned, like, once or twice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And then at the end, it's like, oh, here's a giant fucking one.
Oh, you remember
that's
us?
That's it. And I was like, no, like, I legitimately thought to myself several times in the middle, like, are there going to be any ceruleans in this episode? And then it's like, gone? And it's like ending, and I'm like, there we go. Oh.
Found him.
Oh. Yeah, under presentation, I know we talked a little bit about, like, the backgrounds, how they're all 2D animated and whatnot.
Yes.
They're nice. They're, like, they're legitimately well-done backgrounds, yeah. But because it's
all
3D
like watercolor, and it looks really pleasant.
Oh, it looks really pleasant mm-hmm. to the eye, and then they throw 3D models on it, and you're like...
that doesn't fit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What studio did this? Let's find that out.
I have it open. I have the Kimono Studio Friends Trigger. Anime right here. It's a.
I would cry if this was Studio Trigger.
Yao Yoruzu.
What else have they done?
I don't fucking. I wasn't the one who's supposed to research this.
I can't find it.
God,
I don't
you're
see
the,
it. What's the name?
We could probably find it when we're on the way to Cerulean City.
Dude, what is it? Production. Also, Yasuyoru is the same name as the creator girl from My Hero Academia.
Best girl. Can't wait to watch that series eventually.
Yeah, that's the same name. Not same like production company or anything.
She's not a production company.
They've done this is their first original. Not first original work. This is like their first like big animation production besides. Minaria Diva?
Minaria Diva. Sounds like a singing one.
And that one was... That's from, like, 2014.
Oh.
So... This is, like, their first... This is, like, their first real big one, I feel like, because I've never heard of fucking Love Rice before.
Yo, Love Live? Did you say Love Live?
Dude, that's legitimately a good anime.
I love Rice.
Yeah, no. So this... Oh, wait. I do know this rice. I do know this fucking anime. Why do I know this?
Next week, we'll be watching Love Rice. Stay tuned.
But yeah, so like they haven't done a lot. This is like their first.
Okay, well then that's show. Kind of understandable then. Like I guess I could.
It's a little more
them.
Forgiving. Yeah, yeah.
And I think it's a bit ambitious on their part because of this different style. Oh. So I. Like it's good, yeah. But I think that's really it with the presentations. Do you think? Right? We talked yeah. about most of it.
Oh, it's really a lot of the visuals are very different in the manga and like the game because this started out.
Oh,
I
there's
wanted to
a
bring
manga
this up,
game.
Like
it was a game first.
It started out as a game and then came a manga and then the anime. It started out as a mobile game. It was an RPG, and I can't. Mm-hmm. I can't find out a whole lot of information on it.
Yeah, because it was discontinued back in 2016.
Yeah, and it was discontinued. They're going to make a new game, and it's...
To tie in with the anime.
Because, so, like, believe it or not, this has, like, different, like, periods of time that they all go off of.
Whoa.
It's, like, I was just looking, doing some research for the episode, and... Ooh, there's some really weird, like, time continuum bullshit that you have to figure out. Like,
I thought this was, like, an education kind of anime when I first...
No.
What is this? What's going on?
It's weird. It's really fucking weird.
I don't know much about the game. I know it's an RPG. It's a very simple one. I mean, it's a mobile game. And, like, all the promotional videos are offline. If you, like, go on the wiki and, like, try to watch any of the promotional videos, it'll all say video unavailable, video unavailable.
One of the things that I, like, kind of figured out from it, it's like fucking playing Fire Emblem Heroes or, like, Love Live. Like, just be... Oh, that hurt. But because... It's like just a kind of summon game. Like you get your characters like every other fucking mobile game. Exactly. Games. So like you would just get characters, and then like you know they have like their 3-word personality bullshit, and then you would just have them, and then they can fight. And I remember, you can fight on different terrains and different units. Have
I think there's like different modes too. Yeah. Also, there's a lot more cerulean designs in the game.
Oh,
there
really?
Are a lot more.
They're not just blobs?
They're not just blobs.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I was like, what
they
is
actually
this?
Look kind of cool and intimidating.
Are these Clue choo-choos from Legend of Zelda? Those little, like...
Clue?
I don't remember.
Choo-choo?
Choo-choo. The
choo-choos is right, but where the fuck...
I said Clue from Clue Land. Yeah.
Dude, it's Cloud Cuckoo Land from the Lego Movie, my favorite. Oh. Okay.
Where the fuck were we?
We're going up. We're okay, guys. Now, since we've touched on the presentation, everything has been talked about.
Yeah, let's talk about the opening already.
Okay.
I have one thing to say.
Sorry.
Da, da, da,
la, 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 la.
Even though I really didn't like this opening at first, it did grow on me. I will say.
Yeah, it definitely grows on you. Yes. I like it.
It's very uppity. It's very happy.
Despite how negative I am about a lot of the aspects of the show, yes. I really like the opening.
I will say that I do have this opening downloaded on my phone, and it is on several of my playlists.
Little golf claps for Chuck.
Dude, you'll see me walking around bobbing my head, and it'll be fucking la 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 la.
It's like that meme where they're like, I wonder what they're listening to.
He must be so cool.
Welcome to... Jabari Park.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's like one of the things about this show is that it's not show opening is actually sung by PPP, the Penguin Pop Group.
Whoa.
Of the show. Yeah, and then also some characters, mostly cats, actually from the show, if I remember correctly.
Weren't they all cats?
Because I know Serval has a couple lines. I know Sandcat has a couple lines in it.
Thank God the fucking screaming Iblis thing.
Oh.
Iblis, that's from Sonic 06. Iblis.
Dude, the dude Iblis I love trigger. The Iblis stone.
Yeah. Sonic 06 kind of just slipped out of me for a second.
The Ibis, I think.
It happens to the best of us.
The
but
red
like,
crested
it's...
Ibis. Yeah. Yeah. That just, oh! Yeah. Where are my friends?
I am looking for friends. Will you be my friend?
I fucking hate that character so much.
I thought she was adorable for a little bit.
She was a good one.
Yeah.
Right?
No.
And then she's
saying, if something is going to be annoying in a show, it needs to only be annoying to the characters. It shouldn't be annoying to the audience.
I agree.
That was the shit out of me.
But what about Scrappy Doo? My favorite character.
Fuck Scrappy Doo.
I don't want to talk about that now. We
fuck
can do that
you,
for a different month.
Fuck Scrappy Doo.
No, Scrappy Doo is a piece of shit. I was just trying to instigate something. But in like the opening itself, it's, you know, uses the same animation style.
And it does the thing that, like, is a little more common now, where, like, it slowly introduces the characters that were introduced as the show goes on,
I wrote that down. It was, like, there's a scene where it just... At first, you're like, why the fuck is this camera just panning up, like, a giant, like, screen? But then you realize there are silhouettes, like, everywhere, like, spraying out the little sand star, effect. And then you're like, ooh, okay, there are more characters. And then as it progresses, you get more and more. And I thought that was really neat. And I was very surprised. And then, what was it? It was also that later on, as more characters are introduced, the older ones that you don't see, like, anymore, they get replaced in, like, their own little area shots get replaced with the newer characters that, like, you just met. So that was a little treat.
Yeah.
I was very happy about that.
I like adaptive changes. I like change.
Yeah.
Change is bad.
I don't want to change anymore. Okay. Yeah, that was pretty good.
But, like, the opening itself is just very catchy and happy.
The
and
song, I'm
just
like, the presentation of it's all pretty tight.
Mm-hmm. And the one thing that I do really like that I don't know if, like, you guys picked up on, but, like, welcome to Japari Park. It's welcoming us to the anime. Like, it's legitimately just being like, hey, welcome to this world that we just fucking
built.
It
makes me wonder.
Have a good time.
Do you guys know what the demographic or who the demographic for this show would be?
Everything I've seen, like the game, the manga, and the show, all have totally different tones.
Oh.
Yeah.
So it's really, really, that's a really good question. You may not have realized, but all of those are like totally different. Like the game is very like friendly. It's a little closer to the anime.
It's very cutesy. Goodness. Like a lot of the art
is like very
cheesy.
Yeah,
it's super chibi. Like, not, it's more chibi than the show's art style, which is a bit weird when I was, like, looking up different characters, but, like, that was just what they had. And then
the manga is very, like, generic manga anime style.
Well, it still has, like, that little flair of Kimono Friends, but not to the extent, like, that the anime kind of fucking trained me to see.
I see.
Yeah. It's all very confusing, and yeah, and like the manga's a little more like, I would guess,
serious.
Is there blood?
I'm not sure. It's the story's driven by a different means other than like something, and like a lot of the characters. The manga is a prequel to the anime.
It's a prequel manga, which
takes place in the timeline quite a ways before.
Like, you know how if you guys watch the anime, which you probably should have if you're listening to this goddamn podcast, we're like 30 minutes in, what the fuck are you doing? But, when Boss, or Lucky-san, whatever they call him, whoever
can. I just call him Boss.
I call him Boss because he doesn't talk that much. And
he doesn't talk to me.
what does he talk to you?
when he shows the projections of like the lady and the other serval, those are from the manga.
Yeah, that's one
from
of the main
a different
characters
time
in the manga.
So it's like it's just a really Goodness. Weird thing to draw from.
I don't want to think about that too much. But
yeah, we don't have to.
Yeah, who knew the timelines of this show would be so fucking complicated?
Who knew there was
guys,
a timeline?
Why are we talking about it when we should be talking about the ending?
I would always
because the ending was
ending.
Forgettable.
It's like your average ending song from
me
like
of Chase.
All.
It's to say the least. Shut up. To say the least, it is not as memorable as something like Shiobase.
No. Yeah. It's like not as well because it's just plays it very close to the chest, very, very, not close to the chest, very safe.
Mm-hmm, yes.
Yeah.
Didn't really go for anything like
it's
the
nowhere
intro
near as catchy as the opening.
Yeah.
But it's just like a soft rock song that you just hear and you're like, cool, I guess.
You could save yourself a couple of like minutes of your life. Don't listen to the ending unless you, you want to.
No, what you do is you fast forward through however long it is and then you go to the end where you see the raccoon and the other girl fucking follow their footsteps.
Follow me.
Set me free.
Trust me. This show gets better.
I'm not... You people are not allowed to host this podcast anymore.
Oh.
That's the point of having different hosts is that we can fucking do it differently.
You guys vote on who you like as the narrator for next time.
Guys, please subscribe.
guys, can please subscribe.
You just need one anyway, more emote slot.
One thing.
One more.
God damn, that's, I was trying to move on, and you said the one thing that's, like, really funny to me.
And also, no one gets it besides us, so...
Oh, I'm sorry.
Let's move on.
So, the story.
I don't know what the story
How about
was.
That? How about that story?
There was no
so
story.
So, it starts out... Bag-chan, it's basically... It starts out with, like, the very stereotypical, like, amnesia thing, where he doesn't know, she doesn't know where she's from, she doesn't know what she is, and so Serval sees her.
I don't even
like,
know
don't
what she
is. Don't hit me, Serval! And a human, that's
no,
the big,
that is
the
not
big thing that
is.
They go on an adventure to find out, is
Man,
that she's
so
a human.
Stupid.
And she wakes up and like, oh, we have to find out what kind of animal you are. They must know at the library. And they go at the library and they're like, you're a human. And they're like, okay, where do humans live? And they're like, I don't fucking know over there. And then
I don't know.
They
you
go and are like,
well, you see this broken down bus? I think they're all gone.
And they're like, oh, well, let's go find a boat. And so they go and find a boat. And on all the way to the boat, they're just like, oh, no, there's this big fucking thing. And they're like, oh,
Cerulean.
Shit, we gotta fight it. And they do. And then they beat it. And then they're like, oh, I'm gonna get on this boat and set up season two. And that's what they do.
And then the director got fired for making an extra episode.
Oh, yeah.
He, like, put up an episode on YouTube, like, I guess...
Like a 12.1 is what they've been calling it, I think.
No. Yeah, on, like, Wikipedia, they call it, like, an episode 12.1. And, yeah, the director got fired, and the fans were pissed.
And then the entire, like, staff that worked on it also quit.
Yes.
Like,
and
behind.
I remember reading about that. I think that was, like, early this year?
That was a while ago.
April, maybe?
That was, like, September. Yeah. No, I thought this was in like September.
Impossible. Maybe.
Yeah.
Put it in the comments when it was. Send me a link.
Please answer our questions that we don't know ourselves.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Please answer the questions that I could easily find on Google.
Please email us at fabcast@gmail.com.
No, it isn't. It's funkyanimepodcast@gmail.com.
But I took it from your thing.
I changed it.
I do remember them talking a lot about that. Like, there was, like, a big hubbub back, like, a while ago. And, like, you know, a high number of upvotes. And I just tried to understand the whole thing. And I just decided not to.
On September 25th, 2017, the director of the anime, Tatsuki, revealed on Twitter that Kadokawa had decided to replace him for the production of the second season. Fan response included immense condemnation. What the fuck?
There you go. Good English.
What the fuck is that word? I really am illiterate of Kadokawa and widespread support of Tatsuki. And Tatsuki is regarded as being a highly instrumental part of the anime's charm and success. So, yeah, they were pissed. And rightly so.
And
I
then
think.
I shouldn't be misinformed, but the entire like production crew, I think they all quit to support him.
A very loyal crew.
Yeah, and now we don't know what the fuck's happening with season two.
Yeah, because honestly, the story, there's, like, a bunch of shit they, like, don't explain. Like, you've probably heard us mention the Sand Star. That's, like, the thing that turns the animals, the, like, real-world animals into the girl animals? They don't ever explain it other than that?
That's it?
Thank you.
I don't know.
I almost
forgot. And
they're
Ceruleans?
They
what
girls.
Are the Ceruleans?
The Ceruleans are, like, the evil... Sand stuff.
But what are they? But where do they come from?
They come from space. I couldn't tell you. I honestly.
There's
don't
just
have
so much shit that goes unexplained, and I think the show as a whole would benefit from a second season. But the way it's looking right now, who knows if that's going to happen? Mm-hmm. And it's certainly going to be a lot different.
Yes.
And who knows if it's going to be any good? Because goodbye, staff.
Because all the shit I talk on this show. It's because I really wanted to like it, and I think that I could like it if there was some more stuff, you know, like if they explained a little more and you
really?
Know they could yeah I honestly
really
I just
really
I could do some shows. This show was okay, but I don't think I'd hop on for a second season. It's I don't know.
Like, you're in.
It's all over
you're
the place.
In.
I'm in only because I'm on this podcast, but...
That's the point of this podcast. To force
so
each
in.
Other to watch shit.
You're right.
So you're in.
I would probably watch a season two...
I'd watch a season three, even.
I'd watch
season two, like, even if we didn't have to do it for the podcast. But what were you saying, Pino?
I would like to watch the 12.1 Unless they took that down.
It's guess what? There's no English subtitles.
It's okay. It's just in Japanese. I already understand Japanese.
Good job, Pino. I'm proud of
you. Gomendo sai Italiano.
Okay.
I want that on a shirt. That's your stupid thing you said of the day that I need on a shirt. Gomendo sai Italiano.
All right.
The next cat I get, I'm going to name it Serval. I swear to God.
God, you should just
when I inevitably
naming.
Murder my cat, who is
God,
annoying me
that
as I
dead
speak.
As fuck, dude.
But
dude, was that your Japanese father speaking in the background?
I mean, perhaps yes, but I think it's time to move
Pino,
on to the next section.
Pino
of our podcast.
Is Japanese. That's part of the lore now. But yeah.
Guys, guess what? Let's talk about our opinions of the show.
Our papinions?
Yeah, our papayas.
Oh, dude, I love papayas.
Our stinkos?
Yeah, and my pinkos.
I think we'll get...
I mean, I've pretty much explained a lot that, like, I really wanted to like it, and that there's some stuff that I like the character designs, which, I mean, granted, that's, like, all from the mobile game and manga, and I like the idea of this. I like the setup that they have. I don't necessarily like some of the execution in the anime, but I like the music, you know? But... I mean, that's kind of just my general thing, and that I think that it would benefit from a season 2 with, like, some elaboration on, like, what the fuck the Sandstar is, what the fuck are the Ceruleans, why does the Sandstar make animals turn into little girls?
Yeah.
They're all 18, I promise.
What did you think? What did you think, Chuck?
I know you
liked it.
I'm super happy that I watched this show. I don't know why you guys give it so much hate. I'm not... Well, to be fair, I'm not super, like, critical of most shows I watch. If it's just, like, a good thing and I, like, didn't hate myself and wanted to die watching it, I'm like, that's okay, I guess. But, like, this show was special to me. Just because it was so... Like I said before, it was so baffling that, like, I couldn't stop watching. It was like one of those things where you're like, what the fuck is this? And then I continued watching and I'm like, what? And then it was just more and more. And then I just didn't not watch it. And then I finished it in 2 days. And I was genuinely like confused, but I enjoyed every moment of it for like some godforsaken reason. That I just enjoyed this journey of two characters going into different environments, which I thought was super cool that they were able to bring...
Cool.
They were bringing, like, the zoo aspect into this large area, which I thought was fucking amazing.
Yeah, like I said, the ideas are really cool.
And, like, then there's, like, the remnants of the humans that were already there, and you're like, holy shit, what happened? And then there's, like,
why
so
is this
many...
park here? You know,
there's so many other things that...
There's so much lore.
Like, it kept me going through, and yes, I would love a second season. And, like... what was that? But, Pino, stop being loud.
I'm not doing that.
And I could. But, like... what is it? Like, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it so much that I couldn't not, like, recommend it. I had a great time with it, and... I think a lot of people agree with me that it was just so... I really don't want to say it, but it is genuinely bizarre. Like, not even as a meme. It is just fucking weird as shit. And
it
you're
is.
Like, and you're like, I love this, though. Like, the character designs that, like, Garb talked about, like, they're so cool. Like, And I, like, love them so much. And, like, the backgrounds are nice. It's just so much that was going for it for me, what I look for in an anime, that I just... It was not a match made in heaven, but it was a very good match made in, like, maybe purgatory.
Very... Okay. That's interesting. Before...
Like, it's good. It's good.
Okay.
I love it.
Before I give my 2 cents and $15 to this...
But what if I had 13 cents?
God damn
and you
it.
Gave me the $13 and
before
15 cents.
Before I give my opinions, I'll just ask you guys, how'd you feel about the pacing? I know it was only a measly 12 episodes, but what'd you think about the pacing?
A measly 12.
You know, I honestly never thought about it, but it was pretty good because, like, they kept it rolling. There was a new environment in every episode.
Okay.
Maybe a bit too fast, but, like, I didn't notice it just because, like, they use the transitions of, like, we need to go this, let's get, like, they clearly set out an objective each episode, which I think is pretty smart, mm-hmm. that they're, like, we need to get this bus going.
So they have, like, a goal in the individual episodes, and then, like, for the other, they still have a bigger goal above that. So, like, their goal in this episode is this little thing, but their main goal is to, like, go to the library first.
Yeah. It's like watching Pokemon. It's like, okay, we need to get to these gyms, but let's go take a detour to seven different towns before we go to the city, I guess. Like, that's what it is, but
it wouldn't be called the road so.
To Viridian City!
For nothing, am I right?
I'll meet my friends
along the way, and then spend some time pooping.
In the Jeopardy book!
Okay.
Yeah, Pino, please say your piece.
There's a lot of things that you guys said that I don't necessarily agree with, but I also don't disagree with as well.
What? Your opinions are not my own. And then you're incorrect.
I'm incorrect. I'm no longer part of this podcast. No.
Goodbye, Pino.
So while I will say that the character designs are interesting, I don't really like them so much. It's just
interesting.
Okay, so they're all animals and they're all girls at the same time, right? They just don't.
Yes, my two favorite things, furries and girls.
See, I feel like other mediums do it just a bit better than what is it called? Kenmo Friends?
It's called Kimono
Kimono
Friends.
Yes. Kimono.
Yes,
thank you. Okay, so more like Ken and Ryu friends.
Yeah, there we go.
I don't know. Every time I would see several, one of the main cats.
Several?
Several.
Man, there's several cats in this.
There are several servals.
When I see serval and the other several cats, I don't know. It's just.
That's true.
The ears, all their ears just bother me to the core.
I like them. I don't know why. Maybe it's just that I'm like half a furry, but like not a real furry.
I don't know. They're just too large. I don't know if I'm just being like aesthetically like a Nazi.
Wait. Oh. The one thing that I can understand with that is that the girls have like the animal ears, mm-hmm. but then they have human ears.
Yes. Yes, and that's what I was going.
Oh my god, they do.
And yeah. Like, look at the photo. Like that's it, and you're like. That did. I noticed that like halfway through the show, and I'm like, which one do they hear out of? Do they have four ears that they can hear of? Can they like use better hearing now? Like, do they hear in surround sound now? What's the deal here?
Is it HD?
Dude, is this 5.1 Dolby Digital surround sound right now in their ears?
They can hear in FLAC.
Yes. And so anytime I see any like art of this kind or like any medium of this kind, I kind of wonder. Well, in this case, why they would put two sets of ears if these two sets of ears are actually just their hair and their regular human girl ears are their real ears. I just get a little technical with the art for some reason. And
Well, you are like a modeler and you kind of have to always put that into consideration. Yeah. So like
I don't know. It's just that's not the only thing. Okay, so I get that this is an anime, right? You know, and like and this also is one of my gripes that I actually have with Xenoblade Chronicles 2, which I'll talk about later in a different thing, but their noses.
What are we? Are we going to be talking about Xenoblade?
Oh, no, I will. On a separate thing. On the Discord later. Okay. But, like, anytime their faces show up, like, there's sometimes there's a nose, and sometimes there is no nose.
Oh, yeah, and their mouth kind of, like, changes positions depending on, like, what position you're looking them from, like, from the camera's point of view. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, that's, like...
That's something I'd compliment
like
it on.
Fucking, that's, like, something like Sonic the Hedgehog. Like,
yeah.
Hey,
you're
Amy!
Not, you're not gonna be... Well, yeah, you're not... Like, you see Sonic from, like, the side all the time, so you see his side mouth.
Oh, my God.
Right?
This show is Sonic OCs.
Dude, these are Sonic OCs right here before Sonic Forces was even a thing.
Oh, man.
Guys,
it's either we're super serious or we're low key making Pino's opinions wrong.
it was just me being funny. Okay, sorry.
It's okay.
You can go back to talking.
Because I'm always right. No.
Yeah, your opinions are correct.
Your opinions are wrong.
Metally fan-dated.
I will, however, I do appreciate the clothing that they are wearing. They kind of match whatever animal that they are, like especially like. when it comes to, like, the, let's say, for example, the alpaca in the cafe. I was like, okay, alpacas are kind of fuzzy and hairy, and like, oh, you're wearing a nice coat that's fuzzy, and it reminds me of an alpaca. And I really, I wow. appreciate that. I appreciate the designs of Serval's clothes.
I
don't appreciate oh, yeah, that's
Bagman's
actually
think
clothes.
Serval's, like, the most bland.
Really?
Well, like, Serval, I do kind of think that just because it's a cat. It's, like, it kind of looks like a leopard. Not Serval's not a leopard, but, like, that's just what I, like, think of. And, I, like, it's not bland per se, but it's, like, I think the least imaginative.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, at least compared to, like, some of the flying ones. Or, and...
Yeah,
like...
I love how yeah. the flying ones have their fucking wings on their head.
Yeah, that's kind of dumb.
I love that. I love it so much.
But they
so
say
stupid.
That they're... What's fucking weird about that is that they say, like, oh, this is... I can fly even better than whenever I was an animal. With
yeah,
these wings. I'm like, what the fuck are they talking
they, like,
about?
So do they remember when they were animals?
It's so
or
weird.
They got
when
swapped?
We were animals.
It's so weird.
They're like, animals. Sorry.
I do like, though, how they had an entire plot point to get the hot springs started just so that they could tell us that they can take off their clothes.
Yes.
That was, like, the only point of that episode was to tell us that those are clothes that is not part of their body and they can take it off at any time.
I think it's just...
They just don't.
The logic the logical part of my brain just conflicting with the, okay, this is an anime, I shouldn't take it seriously. Why are they wearing shoes when they're animals? You know, thing and vibe. Do you see the picture of the ocelot?
Yeah.
She's wearing shoes.
Yeah.
I think
yeah, she is wearing shoes, and it bothers me very
all,
much.
They all wear shoes.
It bothers
I
me
think,
very much.
Why do they stand up on the in the bus so much?
Because the wheels in the bus go round and round, my friend.
Sit down. They like fall over in the bus like three times.
They
and it's
fall
like,
over, and they have a bed in their bus. So that's something that they do.
They could just be sleeping. They could be snoozing, and no, they're just fucking standing there. Like,
and this next one is not a complaint. It's just now that I know that this was once a game, and there's multiple timelines and a manga. The whole weird feeling that you got that like this was like a post Planet of the Apes kind of world thing going on,
mm-hmm.
where like oh. Yeah. The bus is broken. One of them's across the river. The bridge is broken.
Yeah.
There's no battery here. Where is my little like car ride up to the mountains? Where is
yeah.
all these things? And why is there an alpaca in the tea shop? Like I'm like
selling tea.
Before any of this information, I was just fed during this podcast. I was like, these people are dead. You're trying to cover up a conspiracy. She's the only human left. And then when I reach the end of the anime, I'm like, okay, no, never mind. I threw it all the
way. I like
window.
I like your version, Pino.
it's a post.
Everyone's dead. Like I'd say that it is kind of that, but like I'd say it's still post-apocalyptic because like that's pretty much what everyone has like come to a conclusion.
I think
about,
that it's abandoned. I think that just the humans went somewhere else.
We don't like this part no more.
But it like doesn't. I like to.
I'll get my own park. With blackjack and
with
hookers.
And hookers. Except for without the hookers. Without the blackjack. Oh, fuck it.
In fact, but forget like, the park.
Forget the park.
Forget.
But, like, it's such...
What?
That was a good joke. I appreciate the forget, Blake.
You should stick
like,
to comedy.
Dude.
What were you saying, like, Chuck?
It's just like I think I like subscribe to the belief that, yes, it's post-apocalyptic in some regard. Maybe not, like... a massive thing, but something must have happened with either like the friends inside the park or something about the friends interfering with like something about the humans that like
yeah, because
they couldn't coexist.
Boss is like says that like yeah they won't interact with the animals unless a human is in danger, but they're still like trying to preserve it. Like it's
like
why would
I
they leave all the Lucky
that,
Chans there
for that. I think that was like the thing, like you know how they had like the eruption and
they
whatnot,
posed so
right?
many fucking this is why
like
this is like my big criticism is that they pose so many fucking questions that are so interesting and I want to know and they don't answer any of them. Sorry.
See
like,
you next
but
season,
like they have
sucker.
They they have like the sand star eruptions which like kind of gets explained but not really.
Da-na-da-na.
And like that's kind of what like they kind of lean towards when it comes to this kind of abandon everything. And it seemed like with this dealio is that they needed to leave like now. So they just picked
up
everything.
Why'd they leave the animals?
And Hulk, I don't fucking know. Maybe they just have another Sand Star somewhere. Because, like, they don't they, like, say something about that, too? Like, they have the a different Sand Star? Like, isn't this, like, the second or something?
I don't know, man. This show is fucking weird.
There's a lot of questions that I am super interested in, and it kept
That's
me
why
in,
I think dude. The show as a whole would be better with the season two, and if they answer some of the fucking questions.
Or not. Maybe they just go to another island and do the same exact
thing
over
Bubsy,
again.
This is just guys.
That's probably what's going to happen. Before we move on to the next bit, which is what everyone's waiting for.
What could possibly go wrong?
Yeah, this show is just... Dude, I want to see a kimono Bubsy.
Kimono. Oh, God.
Dude, I'll steal one of the 3D models and just throw it in Bubsy. I'll take Serval and just throw it in.
That would be a really good mod.
I don't own
Season 2
anything.
Confirmed Bubsy.
Bubsy. Oh, my God.
Well, they do have the Crunchyroll Fox.
You're right.
On the
In
the show from the PPP concert.
Shoutouts to Crunchyroll. Sponsor us, please.
Please sponsor.
Please give me the $10 that I spend on the RSS feed.
sorry, Gar, but you volunteered for that.
I did.
You're stuck with
I
it
honestly
for the rest
don't
of
give
life.
A shit. I just yeah. It's a good meme. But it, before we move on to the next segment, which is I'm assuming what everyone is waiting for. I know it's what the two of you are waiting for.
I'm waiting to die.
What was your guys' favorite? Shut up. What's your favorite episode?
Pino, do you want to go first? Or do you want me to?
Mine.
Can I not have
mine, okay, the reason that I brought this up is because I have a specific episode. Otherwise, I would not have mentioned it.
Okay.
Go for it.
I really like the sports episode where they literally just invent sports, and that's the episode.
You know what? That was cute.
That was my favorite episode.
Okay. Yeah. That was a cute one, I guess.
Mostly because there was an entire war plot, but instead of, like, fighting, they just, like, kind of fall over, and I'm like...
God, the lion is so good.
Hey, guys, now that we're talking about good characters...
Cue the song.
Welcome to the fourth edition
of
Who's the Best Grill?
I didn't expect this.
Part of the podcast where each contestant puts forward their choice for best grill of the episode to duke it out for the title...
I wasn't ready.
Today, our contestants once again are Pino, Garb, and myself.
I'm not ready.
So, what grill are you each advocating for? Okay.
Pino seems to have some sort of infatuation with alpacas. I know in New Leaf, you really, really love the alpacas.
Yes.
So.
The song's going, Garb. Fucking say your own character.
I'm Tsuchinoko, the cobra girl that screams.
Ooh, yeah, she was
and
good.
And I have the lion that I stole from Garb at the last second.
It's okay.
So,
all right. I had a backup for a reason, because Lion is such a good girl, I knew I needed
a backup.
Dude,
Lion is from Charlie Brown, dude.
Yeah, dude, he's searching for the Great Pumpkin right now.
Dude, Lysandre?
Dude,
Pokemon? The worst villain?
Dude, Lysol, sponsor us?
Please sponsor.
Lysol?
Please, my room smells like shit right now.
Mine too, it smells like cat.
All
right. Yeah. It smells like
anyway,
Serval.
Pino, do you want to go first? Who wants to go
first? I'll go.
Pino was really eccentric about his alpaca, so I think he should get to go first.
I think he's ready for this.
As a young boy, back in my country.
I was born here. But anyways, as a South American myself, I'm very intrigued by llamas and alpacas. One time, when I was actually driving up the road in where I live, which isn't a South American country, it's America. I actually went out and I saw like two alpacas for some ungodly reason in this weird temperate climate of Maryland. And I was
not expecting this backstory.
I didn't know this.
And when I saw the llamas or the alpacas or whatever I saw, I was like, those must have been illegally brought in. But that's not the point. As Garb mentioned before, in Animal Crossing New Leaf, there are those two sweet little alpaca couple. I don't remember their names.
Reese and Cyrus.
Thank you.
Reese and Cyrus. I love them. I have Amiibo of them.
They're the cutest. They're the best.
Oh, that's tight.
They're awesome. And then, you know, I was very glum when I was watching the first two episodes of this show. and then when they're going up the mountain, I was like, oh, God, this bird who sings very beautifully. I don't want to trigger anyone because all birds are beautiful. You know, I was like about to just, you know, quit I was gonna turn off. I was gonna hit the X button on my monitor, and then they reached the tea
on
house.
On your monitor?
Yeah.
Are you gonna poke? Are you gonna turn off your monitor and not the window?
No, I'll have it play. I'll have it play in the background. I mean, I understand Japanese.
I see.
But when they reach the top of the mountain in that episode, and they go into the shop, I see the love of my life. There she was, just there. Waiting to serve some tea to the masses who were obviously coming. Her backstory is actually pretty sad. She told all her friends she was opening a coffee or a tea shop on the top of the mountain. Unfortunate for her that there were many mountains. There were many mountains. And you know what? I thought it was actually a cute little just side story. Just like, hey, we're going to help you out. Let's just pull out all these grasses and just say,
that would
hey.
Be a really good episode if it weren't for the fucking bird thing.
Yes.
I don't know. Well, why do you people hate this bird so
much?
It's
annoying.
Yes.
And she
it's
just
like
wants
me, it reminds
friends.
Me of myself.
I
That's
know.
Why.
That's why I've grown up emotionally attached to this stupid bird, because you are that bird.
But, you know.
Garb, I love you. Can't get rid of that.
But anyways, you know, I think I got a thing for characters who I don't know what's under their other eye. So, Sanji, this one's for you. So, I picked Alpaca Suri. Come at
Dude,
me.
I don't,
come at me, bro.
Does Alpaca have those good big kicks?
Oh, yes. Well, she might spit. You know, alpacas do that.
Yeah, I'm disappointed that she never spit in this
yeah,
episode.
Yeah, she does.
Does she?
Yeah.
What?
I was just about to mention that. I thought it was
what?
Funny that she spit. Yeah. She does, because she's that. Like mad at the wolf, I think.
No. Oh, that's right. That's,
and she goes,
she was, she, yeah.
Yeah,
she went, that's right. My bad. Okay, never mind. Well, I don't think I really have any gripes with her. Like, she's not a bad character. She serves tea. She
yeah,
helps.
She's
her.
A great design.
She has a really good design. She has 4 ears, so that's my turn
actually,
on right
I can't
there.
Even see her ears in this screenshot. But maybe on the other
so
one.
So therefore, she doesn't have.
Therefore, she's
any
the best.
That's
character.
Why. That's why he likes it. Yeah, because you don't see the other, the fucking what's the word? The extra set of ears.
Yeah.
The superfluous set of ears.
The
I'm
more,
gonna guess
the
it's
more
under
to
there
hear with you,
vestigial, dear. Vestigial ears.
If I don't see
I
it, it's fine
of.
With me. Actually, that's not
so,
a good. That's not a good.
Chuck.
Don't say that. Like,
Chuck, you're
gonna
go last.
Well, okay, but I wanna talk a little bit okay, about
daddy.
Alpaca. Just
okay.
Because, oh, okay, daddy. But thank you.
Thank I turned you. Into a clown.
Dude, I love Pennywise.
I forgot we were before we started recording. We were making crusty noises.
But like. So, like, I don't... There's, like, nothing really big with me. Like, she has, like, her own, like, little episode based on her.
I'm glad.
For, like, half the episode. And she, like... The only thing that I don't like is that they draw... They do this shit on the dirt. And for, like,
grass
the sign
grows
when,
back.
When looking down... Grass... A, grass grows back. And B, only flying friends would see that.
Yeah, but the flying friends will spread the word. I think that was the point.
But do you really think the ibis is really has any real friends?
Where are my friends?
That's
wow,
she,
my friends.
That's what she's singing about.
You have a
so
point.
Like, I think there's a flaw in her marketing
You're right.
design.
But who's to say that they don't go back out every once in a while and just, you know, pluck the grass again, you know?
That's true.
Nobody
my
knows.
Bad. But we never get a, if we don't get a follow up to that in the second season.
But they're
going
to
down
a
couple
island.
Points.
The tea shop
I know,
has
that's
come
why
through some tough times.
I think like Alpaca's fine. There's nothing really to get angry about. Very chill character.
I choose chill characters.
I do like it. I do like that.
I picked the
it.
Opposite of chill. I picked Tsuchinoko.
Oh god.
Who just is a little snake looking girl that just screams the entire
oh,
episode.
Snakes.
And that's what I do in real life. Is scream.
I can confirm recipient of several Snapchats.
Yes.
It's just him in the car, and then he screams.
It's
and
because
I'm, like,
I'm in traffic, I get really bored.
And then I'm like, oh, wait, I remember, this is Garb. No wonder he's screaming.
Who watches Snapchats
then,
at 5 p.m.? Oh, boy, 5 p.m.
Oh, boy, 5 p.m.
Garb's getting in traffic. He's going to send me a screamy Snapchat.
Screamy.
Yeah, but, like... Do you have anything? Let's talk about her more because I hate talking about her.
She's just
about
funny.
You.
I don't know. There's something about her.
I like
I mean,
I like
I obviously.
Costume.
Yeah, yeah, she has a good costume. I like her hair color. It's a nice color of blue.
I don't like her voice.
I like blue.
Sounds like a grandma.
It's better than...
Well, also her eyes are like blue as well, which yeah. I'm like, I'm but into. I don't... That's a good one.
And she has the second set of eyes like on her head that are red.
That's true. I do like that, how it's like made into
like a
hoodie.
She's got yeah. like that. She's got
she's
like
shedding.
She has the pocket.
She's shedding.
Like, the emo looking in the middle.
She's shedding.
Look. You're shedding.
You know what?
Oh, no.
You know what? You know what?
Another pino's growing.
Well, hey, guys.
That's not how... That's not how shedding works. I don't think you understand, but okay. But, like, one of the other things about her character design is that she has a bow on her
neck. Don't they all have bows on her neck?
No, no, but, like, she has, like, it's a pink bow with a little bit of blue
at the
edge.
She's a boa constrictor.
Yes, and she has a little tongue, and it looks like tongues, and I'm like, that's cool!
She's an introvert like me, that's why I like her.
Makes sense. She hides in the shadows and hates sunlight.
Makes sense.
Yeah. And she screams.
That's kind of my, like, she's not going to be my favorite character, because she gets angry very quickly, if you remember the descriptions at the beginning of this episode.
Mm-hmm. I
pretty much ripped off Garb's description from her entire personality.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, it's just, she screams a lot, and that's not, like, you were saying that annoying should only be annoying to the characters. I think this crossed the line a little bit if you're saying that the Ibis was annoying.
But the Ibis was, like, singing intentionally bad. She's just screaming.
Well, I mean, her description was sometimes people find it annoying when the Ibis sings.
You cut out. What was that?
Yeah, Pino, you're
I
bad
give
at
up
English.
On life.
Me too, thanks.
All right, I was going to diss you. I was going to diss you, girl, but not anymore. In the words of the great Dr.
These.
Jones, snakes. Why did it have to be snakes, Garb?
That's all. I think she's actually a lizard.
Wait.
But either way.
Oh, what? She's not a snake? Somebody look up what a tsuchinoko is.
I got you. Ready?
Yeah, what is it?
Tsuchinoko is based on a Japanese urban legend and therefore is classified as a UMA, an unidentified mysterious animal.
Damn it. We were so close.
They've been said to be a snake that's thicker than usual.
Yo, that's the longest vape in the world.
That wasn't
thicker,
even a vape.
That was thicker than usual and can jump between 2 to 10 meters in length, so that explains her jumping.
Mm.
And it's also said to also loves alcohol.
Me and too. Then,
interesting.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, you know what? She's a good one for you, Garb. I apologize.
Yeah, I'm not saying that I would. I'm,
or that Chuck.
Yeah,
would.
I'm not. But it fits Garb very
yes.
well. Like,
yeah.
if Garb was thrown into this mm-hmm. world, Garb would just fucking chill in the catacombs.
Everyone
okay.
give Garb
so
another
you,
golf
you
clap,
take,
you know?
You say yours, and then can we take a short break real quick?
So why? Do you need to
food?
Fucking piss?
Oh, yeah,
why
sure.
Why are you eating?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to be talking about Lion.
Is that her name?
Quite, yeah, Lion. The best girl, because... Ooh, freaking boy. She does... Oh, wait. So I have... Just for a preface, I have a paragraph written up that I'm going to read. So,
Chuck spent a lot of time into this.
But I'm blind, so I'm using Braille right now.
Okay.
Lion is my best girl for a couple reasons.
Mm-hmm.
First, she always has to put up that facade of being, like, almighty and tough and prideful towards her pride, like, for the sake of respect. And she's in wartime right now, so she kind of has to be serious.
Okay.
But then when no one else is around, like when she sends out her minions, I guess, and thus just Serval and Bagchick.
Don't ever say the word minion again.
Minions! Okay,
And then, so, like, she just becomes, like, lazy and, like, just, like, wants to chill. And, like, and she's just like, yo, I don't want to do this anymore. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, girl, I feel you.
Characteristics.
And she's and like, man, like, I don't want anyone to get hurt.
Yeah, like,
but I'm sending
like,
them to their death anyways.
No, like, just Moose's army is fucking shit. They go down one path and never do anything else.
Okay.
But, like, and, like, Lion cares very much for her entire pride, once even referring to them as her girls. And she's also extremely strong and smart, winning every single battle that has ever taken place, besides the ball one that was fought with Moose, which actually ended in a tie, so technically she's never lost a battle.
Moose.
Garb, you need to fucking listen.
Sorry, my cat's squeaking. It's really cute.
Tell your cat to shut up. I'm talking about a larger cat.
You know what? You just said cat. I'll just give you my vote. You're good.
No, but, like, she also has, like, a super cool character design. Like, her hair kind of looks like a mane.
Mm-hmm.
I like her ears, even though you see her other ears. But, like, I'm... That's the right girl for me.
All right. And I like that, like, as soon as they close the door, she's just like, I hate putting up that facade.
And she lays on the ground. She's just, like, chilling. I'm like, bless. And she, like, wears a tie. So she means business.
And she also has a deep voice. I like the female characters with deeper voices, like Ryuko from Kill a Kill. Like, she's got like a deeper voice, and she's not like super girly. That's one of the reasons I like shut up.
She also has those really good thigh-high stockings, which I'm like, oof. And then like her eyes are like gold color, and like that's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then also on the last episode, she just fucking fell asleep in the Ferris wheel instead of partying, and I'm like,
that's me.
Bless. Yo, introvert, that's me.
Yo, can I read you, like, two things from the game?
Roses are red.
Please.
I gotta
please.
Pee.
So for her intro, it's that she loves sleep more than anything, placing all of them in her top three favorite things to do.
Oh, boy.
So I'm like, this is me as an animal. And then also, she's also apparently a talented actress. For, like, some reason, I don't know why that was.
Well, it was probably because of her putting up that facade.
Yeah, that's but that true. Wasn't in the game.
Yeah, but no, but, like, that was, like, that's, like, the base of all
you know
this.
We gotta tie all these timelines together. Come on.
Yeah, I know. And then also, her last, like, her introduction line, like, after you summon her or whatever, it's literally, I'm usually sleeping, ... let me sleep. If I'm hungry, I'll wake up. So, like, that's me. That's so good. I love that. Mm. She's just like, I'm going to be great and do the best I can and protect my pride. And I'm like, ooh.
I think there's no bones about it. That is the best girl of today.
And it does.
Best girl,
it
guys.
It just relates to what a lion is. It's prideful. It's sleepy boy.
Yeah.
You know? It's got
I'm sleeping.
It's got a bone.
So, guys, guess what? You're not going to have to... No one's voting this episode.
Yeah,
we unanimously decided...
We didn't trash everyone's wife, who's except Garbs.
Yeah.
Well, Garbs, even then, we didn't... We just made fun of her for being an alcoholic.
Yeah.
But, you know, happens to the best of us. Mm-hmm. We drink a lot. And
even the best fall down sometimes.
Scream.
All right, I'm going to take a quick break on our end. You won't really notice anything.
Don't tell the people that. You'll break the immersion.
Well, then we can just cut this. Who gives a shit?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to cut it.
We're not cutting this.
I'm not cutting this.
We can't pay Ted to do this.
Okay. Okay, kids. We'll see you in part two.
All right.
All right. I'll be right back.
Technical difficulties. Whoa. Is that...
I don't know where the fuck...
Hey, we're back.
Okay, guys. Garb just took a nasty hit on his vape that wasn't even good. So, if you...
Because you made me laugh.
Shut up. No one cares. But if you want to be involved, even though no one else has as of right now, email us at thefunkyanimepodcast@gmail.com. Once again, funkyanimepodcast@gmail.com. We might read it on the air. No,
you
I
had
didn't.
It wrong. You had it wrong in your thing. I just copy and pasted from your format. That's why I have the wrong one.
Fucking slit your throat. Okay. So, do we want to talk about anything else? Like, is there anything that we didn't cover that you wanted to touch on? Is there a fucking anything?
I'm sure there'll be something like tomorrow when I'm thinking and like listening to this back. I'll be like, should have said that. But no, I mean, it was good. I just really wish it was better. You know, I just.
Okay.
It has potential. And, like, it just frustrates me. That's why I, like, hate on it. Also, I've got to say, we weren't as negative as I thought we were going to be.
Yeah, so, because I made sure to bring the good vibes. That's what I do.
Chill.
And then I yell at you for eating. That's it.
Yeah, anything you think of, Pino?
Zippity-zoppity, give me the poppity. Thank you, The Office. All right.
Okay.
You were just like holding that in. How long were you holding that in?
A long time.
Dude, nice vape.
I vape too, boys.
Dude, I can't believe it.
Vape Nation.
I feel so left out now.
Not really. Vape I was just crawling through my teeth.
Welcome to the Vapey Anime Podcast.
Vap.
Vap. Shit. Okay, I don't think we have anything else. Animation was a bit weird. I enjoyed it, though. It was a lot of fun, a lot of unanswered questions. The manga's weird. The anime
manga is weird.
Everything's weird.
Like, the tone is so different. It's weird. Mm-hmm. I definitely say, like, if you think you'll like it, give it a shot.
If anything,
It's worth your while.
You've already intrigued me with the damn lore, so that now I kind of want to find out, but I don't want to. I don't know how I feel anymore.
Yes.
You know who should have won Best Girl?
Who?
Kaban?
The girl that was with Grape Coon.
Oh.
Rest in peace, Grape Coon.
For those who don't know, this is the perfect place to put this. For those who don't know, there was an exhibit in a zoo in Japan where there was a real penguin, and they put one of the PPP, one of the Pop members, in there. They put a little cutout of her, and the penguin fell in love with it and would starve himself whenever they took it away, and so they just left it in. And his name is Grape Coon, and he died recently.
Yeah, Grape Coon was... He was actually born in 1996. Wow. So
that's the year I was born.
21 I know. Years old.
Yeah, and he's a Humboldt penguin that he was in the Tobu Zoo in the Saitama Prefecture. Shout out to my main man, Saitama, from One Punch Man. Thank you.
We're never going to watch that show.
We are, probably. But so the Grape Coon just, we said it before, and it was a Hulululu, which was the Humboldt penguin. From Kenbo Friends, Kimono Friends, whatever, fucking, you know.
Because Kimono Friends is, like, big in Japan. Like, it blew the fuck up.
Oh, it is fucking crazy. And then there were a lot of fan art, and then Grape Coon died. And everyone was really fucking sad.
Yeah, because this was, like, a meme before Grape Coon died. And then it hit home whenever he did die. And we were like, oh, man. I know everyone on, like, the Discord was kind of bummed out. Like, oh, man, I like Grape Coon. You know? Yeah, it was just such a wholesome, funny, like, meme.
Yeah,
it was so good.
But yeah, that was a time to be alive. That penguin was more of a man than anyone else was.
God bless him. He's in heaven.
Grape Coon
is in heaven with his waifu now.
Amen. Because the show's dead. Rest in peace, show.
The show is as dead as Grape Coon.
Come back next time and make fun of all your other favorite animals.
God. Every time I
next
say
time,
anyways, guys,
on the next episode, we'll make fun of your dead grandmother.
Oh, no.
See y'all next 2 weeks from now. I was going to say next week, and it doesn't
work like
that.
Hold up, what are we watching next week?
No, first we need to rate this goddamn
show. Yeah,
we
need to rate it first. I think Chuck was just memeing us.
It was a goof, dog.
It was a goof.
We were having
a
laugh.
Shout out to Gaffa.
Thank you, Garb. Dude, I love Gaffa cakes.
Dude, I love homosexuals.
Dude, nice. Are you a homosexual, or do you just love the group that are homosexual?
I'm a homosexual.
Don't.
Thank you.
Okay, so everyone should probably rank the show right about now.
Right. Go first, Chuck. I want to see. You know what? Actually, no. Let's do a sandwich here. Pino, so what did you think? We'll do Pino, Chuck, me.
All right. Well, okay. So, this show. There's a lot in it. There's a lot for others to enjoy. For me, I don't know. I don't want to be that guy.
Just be that guy. Right. I don't care.
Well,
go for it.
It's okay.
Not gonna hurt you
know
my feelings.
What was the lowest I've ever given? A 3, I think, right? I give Bobo
a
3.
You gave Bobo like a 3.9 is what you gave it. I remember. What do you give this show?
I want to give this show a 2.9 out of 5. Mm. Now, the only
that's,
reason
that's
I
higher
say
than
that,
I thought.
Yeah, don't no, I don't entirely hate the show. And don't be put off by me saying 2.9. The reason is I came into the show, I decided not to do any research, right? I watched it.
Mm-hmm.
I understood the basic parts of this. Like, I understand, okay, you're trying to find out who you are. Okay, we know who you are. Let's help out these other friends.
And isn't that what we're all doing?
Okay.
Finding out who we are
well,
and
we're
helping
not
our friends along the way.
Cerulean.
Cerulean. As in the color, you dumb sack of shit.
No, more like the Carillion cruiser from Star Wars. Thank you very much.
My bad.
Anyways, I don't know. It just like if you have a lot of free time on your hands and you want to like just feel good, sort of, you should watch this show. As for others who probably don't watch anime as much or just have a life. Not like me, though. I don't have a life, but I'm the exception.
Well, actually, I saw a lot of comments that was like, I haven't watched anime in like 5 years, but Kimono Friends brought me back into it.
Are you sure they're not memeing?
Yeah.
Are you sure they're not memeing?
No, this was like a legitimate post on like our anime, and I'm like, holy shit, this dude was not memeing.
I would think like My Hero Academia would be like the show to do that.
Oh, absolutely. But like this show just like is so different, I think, that it crosses enough boundaries that keeps it interesting.
It always just felt like, I don't know, like with all like the information about each animal and the whole like it just felt like a Dora the Explorer kind of type thing, or like something
that's
aimed
one
for
thing
children.
That's one thing we didn't mention was the fucking the joke that I did in the introduction where like they randomly, like halfway through the episode, we'll do like an actual recording of like someone at a zoo talking about an animal.
It's an expert from like a zoo or a research area with a photo of an enclosure with the animal girl inside of it.
And I go,
yeah.
And then it's very low quality audio, and I think it's fantastic.
I know I had to ask. I asked yesterday. I think I asked Garb yesterday. I thought Japari Park was real. And I was like, okay, this is probably something for their park. And then when you told me it's not real, I'm like, oh, no.
That would be why there's one randomly English-speaking person who does the in-between.
Yes. And I was like, okay, this is why they have this weird thing. And with this anime girl as, like, a sub-in for, like, I guess the sick animal that day. But no, this isn't a real park. Sorry to bust your bubble like mine. But I don't know. I just, it's, there's potential. So, maybe season 2 could fix something, but for me, it's a 2.9.
Oh, man. Now thinking about it.
You go next, Chuck.
Like, so I gave it a much higher score than a 2.9. But, like, I know it's, like, really bad. Because, like, what did I even give? Because I know I gave, like, a 2 or 4.5 to Golden Boy, right?
Yes.
That sounds right.
Yeah, I'm giving this show a 4.1 out of 5.
Wow.
I fucking adore this show. For like once you watch, it's like me trying to tell you to play Animal Crossing. Everything you hear about it, you're like, what the fuck is this? How is this any interesting? And then you play it and you're like, where has this been all my life? I need more of it. And then you sink as much time as you can into all the lore, the photos, like the games, and you're like, what is this? And it was just, it was such a different thing for me that I was like, yes, I'm so into this. And I just loved it so much.
Interesting.
Thank you for the dank JoJo reference, Pino. I can't explain it, except for it was just a fucking great time, and I don't regret watching this at all.
Wow. You really enjoyed it. I'm honestly glad that you enjoyed it.
Because I super enjoyed it. One of us had to enjoy it.
Now you get to be disappointed that there's never going to be a season 2. That was the real meme. I was hoping one of you would like it so I could crush your heart.
Spoilers, everyone, but this is going to be kind of the vibe of this podcast. I'm going to really enjoy your show, and everyone else is going to shit all over its dick. And I'm like, God. But Garb, since you're Mr. Negative Nancy, has any of my optimism rubbed off on you and gave it a little bit of a higher score than you would have?
Probably. I already like had a lot of thoughts about how like it has a lot of potential, and I think that it could be a lot better, and like a season 2 would improve the overall thing of the show.
But I would have never known. You only said that 20 times this podcast.
But like, I give just the standalone season, I'd probably just give it a 2. Mm. But for the potential, whoa, I'd give it a 2.5 to a 3.
So what is your final score? You gave us
2.5.
Three numbers.
Yeah, I would say 2.5, because 2 is what I would give it just standalone, but I would give it a 2.5, between a 2.5 and a 3
for the potential and like what it sets up. So I'd say a 2.5. I didn't hate it. I don't think it's that bad. I'm going off like a donkey rating system. And we're like,
oh well, yeah. I'm saying like 2.5 is totally an average show, but I like. There's something about this to me that it was not average, like in the slightest. It was so unique and
just, I agree. It's but so there was just charming. Some dumb shit that just annoys me. Like there's they just don't explain anything.
Just there's just too much charm for me that I couldn't not like it.
That makes sense.
I understand.
Hey Chuck, what are we watching
guys,
2 weeks from now?
I am.
There's gonna
so
be some people.
Excited.
There's gonna be a couple people that are gonna be like,
no,
when they hear
no,
your choice,
guys. I watching? Don't think you understand how excited I am. I've been waiting the entire time since I started this podcast to fucking tell everyone that for episode 5 of the Funky Anime Podcast, we are going to be partaking in the masterful art of idol culture while we watch Love Live! School Idol Project.
That is what we are watching.
There it is.
The entire. The entire show of Love Live. Not Love Live Sunshine. Only the first series, which is Love Live. 26 episodes. And, oh, I love it so much. And I'm gonna have a fucking field day.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
Or wait, Pino, when do you leave?
I leave.
For your trip?
You mean when I quit? I mean, I leave.
He's leaving
December
forever.
28th. So.
Oh, okay, easy. So we've got plenty of time.
We've got,
okay.
Yeah, we can squeeze
we
in a couple
episodes.
We need
to record. Several, yeah.
Yes.
Serval.
Okay.
I hate you.
Okay, I think that's it for everything. We gave our ratings. We told you that we're going to be watching a fucking fantastic anime that I shouldn't be addicted to, but I totally
sure
am.
Sure hope it's fantastic.
Dude, I think...
God damn it, Jamie.
Did your Jamie fucking shut the door?
No, she knocked over my vape battery charger.
Yeah, she knows that it's stupid. Good, Jamie. But... this has been the Funky Anime Podcast. I've been Chuck.
I've been Garb.
And I've been Pino.
And make sure to rate us on iTunes. Listen to us wherever you feel like it. We're everywhere at this point, which is really fucking bizarre to me. And I hope you enjoyed your time here with some of us trashing the show. Other people, not really. And we'll see you.
Maybe we swayed you to watch it on your own and get your own opinion. You never know.
You never know.
No, our opinions are finite. They're final. They're final. You can't go against any of them.
Okay.
And so I just want to say, bye, Vinny. Bye.
There goes Vinny.
And then, guys, sorry.
Again?
But stay fapping,
all right.
Everyone, and
stay
we'll see
fapping,
y'all.
I'm never
gonna
say that.
I know I will.
I never
say that. November is over, so you
no
feel free
November
to fap again.
Is done, guys. You're welcome.
Happy Boxing Day, dudes.
Guys, happy.
Shouts to my Canadian listeners. I know you're out there.
Just thank you, everyone, for
we
listening.
Love you,
it's been a great time. We had a lot of fun. We've been recording for fucking almost 2 hours.
Well, we also did take like a break. So,
I mean, care, but it's still 2 hours of things that I'm going to have to sit through. So, see you kids on the other side.
All right,
of
later,
this two-week
man.
Hiatus.
Make sure to make lots of friends.
Yeah, make friends only so you can tell them about this podcast.
Yes.
Anyway.
What kind of friend are they?
Stay fapping.
Let us know in the comments below.
Stay fapping, my friends.